month.
Yeah, we're learning B'riti Shalom. We finished the introduction. Now we're into the preparation. There's introduction, now there's preparation for the book. Caution. High Kedusha. Dangerous. V'inem mitera advarim. דברי התעוררות הקדושה הם רחוקים מאוד והמושגים שרוב לאדם הוגלו אליהם right naturally the terms of kedusha that we're going to talk about in the book are terms which most people are not used to them and most of the world is very far from them a lot of times it's very harif, very sharp and without a lot of kelim which means prayer,
tools
of prayer, it'll be difficult for a lot of people to accept what we're going to read in this book. Like Rabbi Natan once told his students, after he told the whole, he said a whole sticha, a whole talk about hitorut, harsh things, you have to do this, that. He told them, you have to, I don't know, echumim be'anglit, leshamen, tzach leshamen et ha'diburim.
You have to grease the wheels.
These talks with a lot of hitboledut. When you talk harsh things, a person can't take them literally, and now this is what I need to do, and now I'm a nothing because of this. And no, you take those words to work. If you don't think they work, don't take the words at all. Okay? Especially, so too also when we talk about Kedusha, marriage life, and someone who is coming to deal with things that has to do with Shalom Bayis and Kedusha in the house, it needs a lot of precaution, a lot of zeirut. A lot of thought how to do it in the right way, in the right pace. And a lot of Siyat Dishmaya. And of course, if you want Siyat Dishmaya, you can't even approach the book without a lot of tefillah. Okay? What we're learning here of the Davin. If you're not planning on Davin, so I hope I bless you all to forget what we learned here the moment you step out of the room. Zat Hashem. If you don't pray for it, I plan on praying for it. Zat Hashem, I hope you forget it all. And you too, if you're listening in there, wherever, the cats or whatever it's called. Okay. It's interesting, I think it says in the Ariza, the cats, the neshamas that go into cats, and neshamas are prostitutes, I think it says.
The female cats.
Female cats.
The male cats were brought in.
So it's not stam that this recording is going to go on the Jerusalem cats. What about those cats, probably, which are a previous Gilgulim? Who knows what they did?
Females are prostitutes, and the males are.
Balei machloket.
Machloket.
People of divisiveness.
Yeah. You want to know more things about that?
Yeah.
Rabbits. People who are gay, they go into rabbits. I said they produce many, many children very fast. Many little rabbits. It's Ariza. I don't know. Tzaddik can go into fish if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Or clouds.
Or clouds? I didn't know that. So lower tzaddik can go into birds. Mm-hmm. Kosher birds. And then if you're lower, you go into not kosher birds. Mm-hmm. All kinds of levels. The worst thing is to go into a domim. Mm-hmm. Into a... Yeah. I don't know how to say domim in English. Inanimate? You told me that one. Inanimate.
Like rocks and...
Yeah, right. That's the worst thing.
Golden rocks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the worst tikkun that a soul can have.
I remember once going
remember
to Meilon.
You don't remember you were in Iraq, you know,
huh? No, not me being Iraq. I remember Rav Kadui passing by a boulder on the way to Meilon, on the way to Rashbi.
A boulder? What's a boulder?
A big rock.
A big rock. Oh, Stella.
On the way to Rashbi. And he turns and looks at it. No, you are shot. You stay there for another while. I'm not getting out.
Really?
You don't deserve my giving you a tikkun.
How does a tikkun of a rock end?
By tzaddikim taking care of you.
Or by
or
wind.
Or by a certain
or
amount
rain
of time
and
that
rain,
yeah.
And rain and rain and wind.
So like
rain,
destroyed, like rock down. Breaks or something? Or in, yeah, okay.
Sometimes, just
no, I'm sorry, I
really not into this.
I understand what like a cat, you know, passes away, but you know.
Who is this crazy? You want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
Sneak thief is a dog.
A thief is a dog?
Yeah. What?
A thief?
Yeah.
A
honestly,
thief is a dog?
You said he was a story. He said he had a recorded dog. But the crazy story It happened recently, 100 years ago maybe, less than 100 years ago, 80 years ago in Yerushalayim, in the old city. There was a guy who owned a mill where you make flour.
Flour mill.
And he had horses or donkeys working, turning the wheel around. You know, you put something on their eyes and you let them run around. They think they're going somewhere. Fine. And he had a worker there for years. And the owner of the place, had nothing to do with the place, was sitting and learning all day, was over with Hashem. He had a loyal worker. And the worker came the years that he had to marry off his children. He said, there's a lot of money laying around here. I'm not going to steal it, but I'm going to borrow from it. And then, over the years, I'll pay him back. And he borrowed a nice amount of money without telling the owner.
It's called stealing.
It's called stealing. Shoei, right? Shoei, it's called gazlan. But he was stealing on Das Achzil. So he wanted to do the mitzvah of returning the stolen. It's a mitzvah like that. You don't go stealing because of that. Anyways, and unfortunately, he passed away before he had the opportunity to pay it all back. A short time later, the owner bought a new horse for the
mill.
For the mill, yeah. And that horse, oh my gosh, was working day and night. He had a lot of horses. Every time he went to get one of the horses, that horse could jump up first. He wanted to go first. Fine. And he was working. He worked like 7 times faster than everyone else. Fine. And now they used to call him the genie. Ashed. The genie. Genie, yeah. From the...
Okay.
From, was it Aladdin? Aladdin?
The Aladdin and the lamp, yeah.
Yeah? From the lamp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got it. I dream of genie.
Huh?
I dream of genie.
1960 TV
code,
program.
Keep it clean.
So, the Arab who was in charge here, I guess it was the time of before the British, heard about this genie horse that he has over there. He said, I want to buy from him. So he sent his servant, go tell him, ask him how much he wants for it. He said, I don't know, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to sell it. No, you have to sell it to me. I'll pay you a lot of money, but you must give me the horse. I need that horse. So I'll think about it. Come to me tomorrow. That night he goes to sleep, and he dreams of his worker that passed away. He says, don't sell me. Don't sell me. I said, what do you mean sell me? He said, I'm in the horse.
Wait.
You're in the horse? Yeah, I stole from you. I took money, and I didn't pay you back. So I had to come into the horse. And that's why I'm working so well, because if you sell me, I lose my tikkun. Wow. Do me a favor, you know what? So tell him in the dream, I have to sell you. You're going to kill me. You know what? Come to my ear and tell me that you're mechel me. Tell my ear 3 times. I mechel you, another money. I mechel you 3 times, and that'll be my tikkun. Then I don't care. Fine. So he ran in the middle of the night. He's running with his pajamas. He runs to the thing. Goes to the horse, and the horse is up standing, and he whispers in his ears, Amachu, Yaakov, he says, his name is Yaakov. Yaakov, Amachu, Amachu, Amachu. And the horse drops dead. True story, it happened not so many years ago.
Hope he turned him into glue.
To glue?
He used to make glue out of horses.
Oh, really?
Still do.
Anyways,
and they turn.
I stole. I mean, come on.
The meat they turn into cat and dog food. The hide they turn into hide. Yeah. And the bones they turn into glue.
Oh, the bones. Anyways, awesome story. I think. Freaky story a little bit. And kids, so let's try to be careful not to steal and not to take loans without permission. And I bless us all to finish our tikkun this time and not to need to come back.
Amen.
There's something very terrible about Cheshin.
Cheshin,
at the end of the Amidah, before you go 3 steps backwards, you ask that when it's time to pass away,
that only Rabbi Nachman will be the one that takes your soul, and he'll do you a Gvor Tikkun, the taking of your soul.
Yeah, to marry to see Rabbi Nachman before you die, yeah.
So, but the acid, that instead of a Malach HaMavid, Rabbi Nachman will come to take your soul, and we'll do it with Gvor Tikkun, so you don't have to come back.
I'm going to start doing that, I think.
So if you're constantly arguing over Gemara, just to argue, you're coming back as a cat?
You want to be a cat?
No.
Okay.
Well, depends on who's, right? The four goals are no fun.
So we have to, therefore we're going to emphasize over here, and we're going to emphasize this through the book, that the whole purpose of this book is only to arouse one, arouse the person who's reading, which is us, to pray. That's all what we're learning here. It's only to arouse to pray and let Hashem lead you in the pace. Let Hashem make the pace for you. You don't make the pace of progressing. You pray. Whatever you learn, you go to the field, you dodge. You ask Hashem for. Hashem will let you in the right way. Ken? Ken Mamash. And everything will come with pleasantness, with happiness. Not kacha. Right? And in order so there's no mistake, so Rav Arush wrote it in very big and bold. And he says, Matrat kol ha-sefer hi, the whole purpose of this book is that a person will pray to reach whatever he learns here, slowly, slowly, in the right pace, in his own pace, without any pressure. Not from pressure for himself, not pressure for his family, of course, his wife, or his children. Kol benachat. I'll do it to Pilar. If someone thinks he's learning, you're going to learn hard things there, right? Harsh things, heavy things. Take it to work. Odavara, another clarification. Since the subject of this book, the subject of this book is very sensitive. Need to read the book from beginning to end and not skip parts. Okay, and to pay attention well to what we're learning here. Because regarding this matter of Tikkun HaBrit, one needs Hadrachat Tzmuda, personal coaching. Personal coaching. This book is a personal coach manual. Adat, Ech Lakachat HaDvarim, Ech Liyasim Otam, to know how to take the things that we're learning here and how to practically how to do them, how to act them. Bli halacha, without guidance, dealing with the whole matters of kedusha and tikkun habrit could cause many, many difficulties. And sometimes the person reads, so fine, I'm separating from my wife from now on. Or for half a year, I'm separating. The mishu guy is destroying his house, the person doesn't know what he's doing in life. That's why he has to have guidance, how to do, how to separate from these matters and not from your wife, and from your taivas. And we're going to learn about this. And if not, if a person doesn't know, you can make the worst mistakes. Okay? And therefore, along reading with the book, we should read, they remind ourselves, especially when we read harsh things, remind ourselves of the sentence that everything that we're learning here is only to take you to pray, not to stay, not to cause a person to fall, not to cause a person to work higher than echumim beivrit, b'kifotz me'al ha'pupik, to jump higher than your belly button. In Hebrew you say, I don't know why you say that, but that's how you say in Hebrew, it's a phrase. And someone, he does more than he really is up to. Okay? Also, we see along the book, there'll be many times which it repeats itself. It's not stam. It's a book of work. That's how, even if it repeats itself, read. It's a book of work to put into the veins. Okay? And that person will start working in the right way. And of course, someone who learns in this book in the right way, and he wants to work, and he wants to wake up and stop sleeping his life, he'll be happy for every review and every extra clarification that he learns from the book. And now we'll do some stories from Levi Yitzchak Ben Del, Zod Hashem.